Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
1, 2, 3, 4. Come join us on this trip. No, more like journey. We're throwing out the script. We don't charge a penny. We can't call in. Top star, free balling.
Right. Hold up, I've just got something to say.
All the small things.
So I've been listening to a lot of Blink Blink 182 recently. Maybe more than a 28-year-old guy should, but fuck it. I'm here now and I can't be changed.
The world is a trippy place. Welcome to Freeballin', everyone. And it's the Oscar show. And you know what's funny? I remember we were talking about what we were going to talk about this week. I pointed out that it was the Oscars. I'm like, all right, cool. Let's talk about that. I figured we would spend a good amount of time talking about, like, why it wasn't watchable, or, like, why is this still a thing? Like, so, you know, don't still kind of, like, to praise the winners. But
yeah, all the up your ass sort of, you know, self-fulfillment bullshit in their speeches. Yeah.
And then it becomes probably going to be the most talked about Oscars for a very long time.
Oh, why is that, Sebastian? What happened? I didn't see. I've not seen on the internet every day for the past couple of days. It's not been all over Reddit, Twitter, and TikTok. I don't possibly know what you're talking about.
Well, I will happily fill you in, my friend. So Chris Rock, comedian, legendary comedian Chris Rock, mm-hmm. was on stage preparing to give out the Best Documentary Oscar. You know, and he's doing his thing. He's a comedian, as one does. He's telling jokes. But then he gets to a movie reference that I think just it was so out there and it couldn't go unanswered. So he makes a reference to G.I. Jane by looking at Jada Pinkett Smith and telling her he can't wait to see G.I. Jane 2.
Even though everyone knows she's suffering from alopecia, which results in dramatic hair loss.
This is true. This is very true.
Okay, cool. So if I'm Will Smith, I'm pissed.
You'd think that, but he's laughing the second the joke ends. And
nothing else happened. He was laughing, they all laughed it off, and happy ever after, right?
See, that's what you'd hope. But Will Smith takes one look to his left at the rolling of his wife's eyes. He decides to get up, walk on stage, look Chris Rock in the face, and then slap it.
Pow, right in the kisser.
Absolutely.
Well.
And he uttered a sentence that I feel like is going to live on in infamy. And I'm trying to So, do you know this sentence?
How about that, you son bitch?
You know, you'd hope it was that pleasant.
Yes.
It was not. It was, keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth!
Oh, damn.
He said it twice.
You see, now I knew nothing about this. You know, I've not had this plastered in my face 24 hours a day for the past 3 days. No, it's been... I've been living my life normally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you've not already realized, I'm sick to death of this fucking story.
Yeah.
I do not give a shit whether or not it was a publicity stunt or not.
Mm-hmm.
It does not matter. Chris Rock didn't write the joke, so stop blaming Chris. He's a stormtrooper. Little toy soldiers just doing as he's told. Say these jokes and get your money, go home, get a Vanity Fair party out of it. Awesome. Try not to fuck it up. Will Smith shouldn't have done... Do that.
No.
Don't do that. Like, what he said was out online. Mm-hmm. Handle it a better way.
It's crazy to think, like, the show just fucking kept going.
Mm. Let's move on to that point. That's, like, let's move on to an actual overall disappointment of the Oscars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which was, they took out 8 Oscars overall. The technicals is what mm-hmm. they've been come to known as. They pretty much took out the technicals.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't even televised. I think they were filmed, but they weren't televised because I'm seeing now Riz Ahmed's speech sort of circulating.
Mm-hmm.
But that was to save time.
Yeah.
So the Oscars the last 3 years have been about 18 hours, 14 minutes. 18 hours. 8 hours, 14, 20 minutes, right?
Roughly, yeah.
How does this year's Oscars run 8 hours and 49 minutes? When Hans Zimmer wins for the first time in 27 years, and we don't get to see it, the first time someone who, like, the quintessential movie composer of our generation, like, you may not know movies, but I swear to God, you live and die by a movie he composed. Like, whether it's Batman, his days in Disney with The Lion King, Tim Rice. And, like, all his years with DC, now, like, moving into Bond and more, like, sort of big, you know, the once-a-year blockbuster. Like, it's not... I'm not looking forward to the once-a-year blockbuster. I'm looking forward to which one Hans Zimmer's chosen to compose.
Mm-hmm.
That's good news. It's like, okay, so we know that movie's soundtrack is going to be awesome. Like, if there's ever reason to re-watch someone live, it'd be Hans Zimmer. I've seen him twice, and now I feel like... Oh, I need to go see him again because he's had like 20 new good movies since then and his onstage presence has probably changed a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Riz Ahmed wins as well. Dune pretty much wins everything. It is news to some people that Dune is the overall winner of this Oscars because they didn't see any of them win. Actually, no, they saw cinematography. Was that televised?
I think
Greg
so.
Frazier?
Yeah.
God, I hope cinematography was televised. If not, that's just one more thing, isn't it? What else was taken out? Best editing. It used to be you win best editing, you win best film.
Not anymore.
Fuck me, this was handled so poorly.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. And like, some of the acceptance speeches, man, I'm so sick and tired of the acceptance speeches being so fucking political.
And ones that struggle to speak English are pushed off stage.
Mm-hmm.
Do you hear about that?
Yeah.
That is some disrespectful bullshit.
Like,
oh, wait, we're not going to wait around for you to stutter over one line, dude. Get the fuck off.
I don't want to give too much light to the Will Smith thing, but when the man gave, like... He gave an acceptance speech that felt like a lifetime, dude. He was just speaking for so fucking long. It's like, what are the rules here, man? You know, you're pushing these people off. You're telling them that this is the cutoff, and if you go over, we'll play you out. But you're letting this motherfucker speak like he's a fucking pastor and he knows church just started. Like, I don't understand.
That Jim Carrey has had, he's started a bit of beef with standing ovation that he got after his speech.
I saw his interview.
Jim Carrey went in, bro.
Yeah, I think there's someone, it was on a replay of like ET or something that I was checking out. And like, they were talking about how it's rare for someone on Jim Carrey's level to come out and just straight up, no, this is not okay, on like another celebrity. And I was thinking about that. And it's like, you see a lot of celebrity beef. It's more like, I guess, your B and your C level stars.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's fucking wild. You know, for him to say he was sickened by everything and like the standing ovation, then he called Hollywood spineless, dude.
Yeah. I mean, they are, though.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Where the fuck was security when Smith just rushed the stage? Nope. Fuck, man. And then, like, because like, obviously, you know, Rock was out there to present Best Documentary. So now Questlove wins this Oscar, but all anyone giving a shit about is what happened just before.
You know what is a testament to that? I had no idea Chris Rock was presenting Best Documentary. Yeah, I've literally just learned that from you. No article I've read online is saying whilst presenting Best Documentary, Chris Rock got rocked by Will Smith. Sorry, had to.
I had to do it to him.
You gonna make me act up. You gonna make me do something? I'm going for grit.
He's gonna pull Will Smith. Everyone down. It's like it's funny to me. Like, I just imagining what his mindset was. Like, he's laughing at this joke. He looks over. Jade is rolling her eyes. He's like, I'm about to go put this motherfucker down before she decides to fuck another 20-year-old.
Yeah, right.
It's like, goddamn.
Jade is even gonna let him watch tonight.
Oh shit.
Maybe that was a bit too far. But I don't give a shit. That relationship is fucked, bro.
Yep.
I have no idea what's going on over there, man.
I can't even begin to analyze.
There's some Bowfinger fuckery going on.
Bowfinger fuckery. What the?
That movie, like, you know how crazy that movie is with like fucking the cults and like the, you know, being hypnotized and shit.
Yeah.
Welcome to Mindhead. Terrence fucking Stamp, bro. Eddie Murphy. I got you, motherfucker. I used to love that movie.
Fucking
didn't stop it from like sort of being a testament to the, you know, sort of the cult mentality that Hollywood seems to have.
Yeah.
You telling me all these motherfuckers still look this good 30 years on the job? Bullshit. Where is the Fountain of Youth? My knees are hurting. I need new ones.
Oh, shit. No, but like, for real though? Or like, are you just fucking around? Like, your knees are fine.
No, my knees are okay, you know. Okay. Maybe they'd be better if they weren't supporting a fat guy, but that's my own doing.
You know what? I have had the exact same fucking thought. I'm right there with
you. My knees would be fine if they weren't supporting a fat guy. Said every fat person ever. Ding, 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 ding. So what even won Best Picture? Coda? Not seen it.
Yeah. Yeah,
the amount of false promises I've given out the past week is, oh yeah, I'll add this to my list and I'll watch it. Fuck off, will I? The last time I watched a Best Picture nomination, Best Picture winner was Nomadland. I fell asleep every single time I tried to watch that movie, bro. It actually became my sleeping pill. When I couldn't sleep, I put on that movie. I would fall asleep.
Fuck.
It was so boring.
God.
Why
damn.
Does Frances McDormand keep winning awards for films she's in?
I don't know, because she's the only thing that seems to be moving in those movies.
She was good in Three Billboards. But Nomadland.
me. It can't.
It's most Oscar movies.
Yeah. No, it's true. I honestly, it's fucking. It's annoying because it's like, why these movies? Nobody but you is watching these movies.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, like the Oscars is a testament to how fucking out of touch Hollywood is. Yes, you know, the blockbuster, you know, sometimes you don't want to give it like film credit or whatever, but some of these, a lot like more modern blockbusters are so much better than they were before.
I think if the Critics' Choice Awards was to sort of revamp itself a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and start showing like love and respect to sort of, you know, the movies that actually people fucking see.
Yeah.
They've got a good chance of, you know, taking that sort of lead.
Mm-hmm.
Just it needs not to be so early in the year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
Because it kind of starts award season, it was between the critics and the SAG Awards, isn't it?
Yeah.
It used to be the BAFTAs, but then that sort of it was a week before the Oscars this year.
Oh, that's true. Fuck.
I didn't even watch the BAFTAs this year. I've not been. This is probably the first year in a long time I've not given a shit about award season. Because I've just got respect for just movies as a whole now.
Mm-hmm.
When I wanted to be one of these art house knobheads, yeah, you know, the goal was Oscars. How could it not be?
Absolutely.
But then I actually started, you know, enjoying.
Yeah.
Pretty much, like, you know, watching everything and everything. Not just, you know, it's like, oh, I don't watch that because it's not my taste. It's like, yeah, it may not be my taste, but I'll still fucking watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I've not watched them doesn't mean I won't. I'll watch everything at some point. Sometimes I'm just looking forward to a new movie. But, like, you know, sometimes I use the awards season to sort of, you know, what do you call January? Is the dead season, to try and fill the dead season. I'll use award season to fill the dead season, like sort of, oh, let's see if I can't find this. Is this starting cinemas? That kind of thing gets me off my ass. It gets me searching.
Yeah.
And then in your travels, you'll be like, hey, if you know, don't watch this just because it's getting awards. Watch this instead. Like, you know, videos like that on YouTube I get recommended.
Mm-hmm.
10 movies you may not have heard about that, you know, that came out in 2021. Yeah. Awesome. Give me all of those lists. Give me those movies, you know what I mean? Like, one of the best movies from last year was one of those independents that Nicolas Cage took to pay off his debt. It was called Pig. He barely says anything in the actual movie. He plays a chef that has to go hunt for his prized truffle pig. It's fucking awesome. It's like John Wick, bro. But with Nicolas Cage.
Oh my god.
It's so good.
John Wick on cocaine, essentially.
Literally, some people are saying it's Nicolas Cage's best movie.
God damn.
Yeah.
It's crazy, just because I wanted to talk about Nicolas Cage for a little bit. Like, I'm excited for that new massive talent movie that he's coming out where he's playing himself.
Oh yeah, he's literally playing himself, isn't he? Neil Patrick Harris and they're in like some Vegas hot tub.
Yeah. And then, like, you know, you're talking about this movie Pig, and then he had that other one that we saw, was it Mandy?
That was from a few years ago. Yeah,
yeah.
He was
yeah.
also in some Five Nights at Freddy's inspired mm-hmm. movie where the animatronics came alive. I think it was like like Willy Wonka's Wonderland or something. It was crazy.
And I just feel like these movies that go just unseen, like there's, like if you really think about it, the number of fucking movies and shorts and all this stuff that's made on a daily basis and that's put out there on a fucking daily basis is going to be almost impossible to see everything. But if you give the love and respect to the things that people are actually going out of their way to watch, then shows like the Oscars, I feel like, would mean so much fucking more.
Hmm.
And it's fucking, and it's annoying because, like, just because we're not talking about Questlove, I want to give him as much love as we can. He won Best Documentary for Summer of Soul. You seen it?
No, I have not. You told me to. I said I'd add it to my list, but...
Yeah, no worries. So
I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. Like, for me, the whole reason
I do love a good documentary.
Like, the whole reason I even watched it is because in the trailers, there's a couple of bits with Stevie Wonder. I fucking love Stevie Wonder. So I'm watching this documentary, and it's a picture of a time where it's like, I would have loved to have been alive late 60s, early 70s, that period. Like 65 to 75 in that decade. And it's like, yeah, obviously going back in time as, you know, as a Mexican and everything, and things might have been different, but the amount of fucking art and music and filmmaking and just the impact that period had that we're still feeling today, because you said it yourself, you were listening to vinyls, and there's no better fucking way of listening to music than listening on vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
And it just...
I completely agree.
And Summer of Soul captured that in, like, this, you know, this Harlem music festival.
Yeah.
And you know, it deserves more love. And I'm really glad that it won, you know, the Oscar. But, like you said, not a whole lot of people saw it. So who gives a shit?
The notoriety that film would have got through the Oscar was lost.
Yep.
And for so many other Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine being the team behind Coda, expecting to get like interviews, and your interviews are being stolen by, you know, one moment of stupidity.
Like, think about also like history that was made on Oscar night, because Troy Kotsur, he won Best Supporting Actor for Coda. He's one of the first deaf actors to win an Oscar.
Yeah.
Ariana DeBose, Best Supporting Actress, West Side Story. She's Latina and she's a queer woman, and she.
I saw.
So, and it's like all this history, even Coda won. You know, a movie primarily about deaf characters winning Best Picture.
Yeah.
And none of them. And there is no love. History be damned. Will Smith slapped Chris Rock.
Yeah. It's you know, people are enjoying it now, but the Oscars are ruined.
Yeah,
I don't see people drunk as fuck like in the Globes do that kind of shit. And all you heard about was the debauchery at the Globes. Like what? Because celebrities were having fun, celebrating with each other.
Exactly.
Let's fucking televise the let's televise the Globes again. Let's make awards fun.
Like, I don't know why.
So what if it was, like, you know, if it was corrupt to the fucking bones? Mm-hmm. It was fun.
I don't understand how Hollywood can have such a stick up its ass about wanting to make these shows fun. Because you need people to watch them in order to put them on.
So it says there's no adverts. Like over here, it says there's no adverts on the Oscars. Like it's just the whole thing. But then, like most of the people complained over here, is like, I thought the Oscars were supposed to be advertless, but halfway through, they've added their own fucking advert for the Oscars Academy Museum. It's like, wait a minute, what the hell?
We got so many fucking commercials, dude. It was ridiculous. Like, goddamn, relax.
So, it's so long. I just like, and I love watching the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Same time frame ish. Mm-hmm. But the sheer thought of staying up this late for the Oscars, like that late for the Oscars over here, it didn't start till 1:45.
Fuck.
I know a friend that actually stayed up and watched the whole thing, and he spoke to me the next day, and I was like, bro, like, I'm not going to say, you know, I'm not going to say anything against you, because I do it for the Super Bowl, but, you know, at least the Super Bowl is kind of, you know, there's energy, there's action.
There's shit happening. Oscars,
you know, you just kind of sit down. It's dark as fuck. You're probably wrapped up warm as well. How are you not going to sleep right now, bro? I'm sleeping right now just thinking about it. I'm imagining myself being all cozy and shit, and I'm just, you know what? Yeah. Welcome to Pillow Town, bruh. Let me come down and greet you. Ah, that's nice. And Stewie's like high on the pillows and shit.
Yeah.
Welcome to Pillow Town, bruh. Oh, man. Shit. I like how we've been talking about the Oscars, but we can't wait to, like, you know what? If this week's episode's a little bit short, it's a little bit short. The Oscars are shit. Let's fucking move on.
I'm all for that.
I'm all Oscars out. They, you know, if they don't deserve to be talked about for that long. They fucked it.
You know, I was like, I wanted to kind of wrap this portion of the episode about the Oscars and kind of like talking about some of the winners, but like, in trying to do that,
if the Oscars aren't even going to talk about their own winners, why should we?
Yeah, it absolutely, it's that, and then like, yeah, no, fuck it, fuck them, let's move on.
Yeah, they did sort of tell you which of, you know, the eight winners, mm-hmm. but all they told you was the movie, no yep. names on Twitter. So I'm following on Twitter, like, I'm still awake. I'm not awake for the Oscars, but I was still awake probably yeah. throughout the whole fucking thing. I was just on my phone on TikTok or Pornhub. I've got needs! And it's just, you know, best visual effects, Dune. I'm like, fucking hell, no one fucking did them, did they? But Dune weren't special visual effects, did it? And then, you know, a bit more searching. Oh, so people did actually win. Just the verified Oscars Twitter just couldn't be bothered to name.
Nope.
Couldn't be bothered to type out a few more silly fucking words. Was probably told in advance, had the tweet good to go.
Mm-hmm.
All it required was, oh, just that, you know, the fucking intern that doesn't fucking give a shit about his job just told, oh, you know, you post on Twitter whenever someone wins, dickhead. So do you want names? You know, fucking producer's already fucked off, mate.
Fucking A.
Papa Duba Diop, best visual effects. Fucking, he doesn't know. He's been paid, he's probably been $10 a letter, mate. Handled so poorly.
Absolutely.
There's a lot to do.
It's a lot, and now, you know, it's got a new black mark, and it's just, you know, what else? I swear to God, dude, it's 1 year away from being the Jerry Springer show. That's all we fucking need. Right, so I think we should do something to liven this up. We this was a really...
Yeah, man, what are you thinking?
I was thinking, if you're up for it, we could do some off-the-cuff scenarios.
We love off-the-cuff shit over here. That's our middle name. We didn't delete that episode.
So, no, I don't want to... We won't get into that. So, I'm going to throw a couple of scenarios at you, and you're going to throw a couple of scenarios at me. And I know we were talking about maybe making it Oscar-related, but it's kind of left that... It's kind of left a bad taste in my mouth, so just fucking free-for-all. Just go nuts.
I need to spit that stale piece of chewing gum out of my mouth, bro.
Oh, for real. Oh, I hate when that fucking shit happens, dude. Like, juicy, I hate fruit. It so much. It's like, how? It's like, oh, long-lasting my ass.
That's what my ex said. Oh!
Self burn.
Right. Okay, let me go for you first then, bitch.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck you. Right. Okay. There's no one home. It's you've got all day. What game are you playing?
I'm gonna go with.
And you can choose, like, I'm like any console and like anything is available.
Anything at all.
Anything at all. You know, you walk through that door, boom, TV,
ooh,
ready to go.
Ooh.
And bonus points for a decent drink and a snack.
Ooh. I got you, motherfucker. Okay, so I'm gonna go Pokemon Stadium on the N64.
Nice. Good choice.
And I'm gonna 10 out of 10. Snack. If I'm going for a snack, I'm gonna do a couple chips and dip. Just keep that shit simple. And I'm gonna have myself a White Russian.
Ooh. Well, that's a good 8 out of 10 on snacks and drink. Fuck, 18 points out of possible 20.
18 out of possible. Fuck you.
10 points per question, bitch. No, right, give me one.
All right.
Okay. Ayo,
all right,
this
so...
is what I say.
Okay, I got one. So you're on your way out, but you notice
I'm on my way out.
Okay, you're on your way out. You notice you still got about 2-3 hours. No, about 2 hours to kill.
Uh-huh.
Are you sticking on a movie or playing a game? And give me your answer for what you're playing or what you're watching. Just before you head out. You got extra time to kill.
Can you paint this night out for me a little bit? This will help my decision when I watch. Okay.
All right. You are getting ready for a night out with the boys.
I'm getting ready for a night out with the boys.
Yeah.
Okay. No movie. 2 episodes of a TV show.
Okay. Shoot.
And I'll give you the episodes as well.
All right.
The Ultimate Monday episode of Blue Mountain State.
Yes.
Yeah. I can't remember what it was called. What was the episode called? What was the
Beer
event
Monday?
Called? Pardon?
Oh, no. Fuck. Fuck, what is
it? You know the one I mean,
yeah.
Research it.
Yeah. All right, so it's that episode. What's the other episode?
The other episode is The Riot, end of season 2. That episode is fucking crazy.
Marathon Monday.
Marathon Monday. It's alliteration.
Alliteration.
Alliteration. Okay, so that I traded my movie for those two. Don't give me a point score yet. All right, and now I've got 10 extra points for a good game. Same as you, any console?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I've been speaking about this one for a while. Actually, I'm actually planning to do this because there's a retro video game seller in the UK who I know of from TikTok. I'm gonna get a GameCube, a HDMI adapter, so I can plug in my GameCube into my monitor, so it looks crisp. And I'm gonna get some controllers, and I'm gonna play Hit and Run with the boys. Simpsons Hit and Run,
dude.
11 out of 10.
Dude,
I'm actually planning to do this. I'm actually planning to do that this summer.
Dude, also, where did these points come from?
We needed to, like, you know, we needed to add a little spice. Hello, right, Spice.
Fair enough. All right. Okay. So, okay. I'm going to give. All right. So, out of 20, I guess, for the two episodes, I'm going to give you 20 because both
20?
Solid fucking pregame choices for a night out with the boys. And as far as the game, yeah, no, I got to give you 11 out of 10. That's fucking brilliant, dude.
Yeah.
Goddamn. Okay.
Goal team rules.
O'Doyle rules.
Okay. You're stranded on a desert island.
All right.
You got booze. You got a TV.
Mm-hmm.
But there's the ladies with you. Well, there's one lady there.
Okay.
And her like she's like your island genie, so to speak.
My island genie. Okay.
And she has one question for you. You can only take one movie from the collection of American Pies on this island with you. Which one do you take?
I can only take one American Pie.
Only one American Pie. But every time you watch this American Pie, it will feel like it's the first time.
It is American Pie, number one, the very first one, because that's the fucking standard, dude. I can watch that movie every day of the week and not be upset by it. Like, I fucking love that movie so much. And just
bonus question, who's the girl? Who's your genie?
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Yeah.
No, why am I? It's Anna Kendrick.
Oh, nice.
Fucking,
You and Anna Kendrick watching American Pie until Kingdom Come with all the beer in the world?
Until something comes.
Tequila for you. Sorry. Zip, zap, zippity boop. Your beer's now tequila. That was me on your island, just real quick.
It's all good.
Just come down to fix it. Right, give me your second question.
Okay.
10 out of 10, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. Let's say it is your first night, new place.
Uh-huh.
You got boxes to unpack and everything, but you just want to fucking chill. You're sticking on, and I'm gonna give you. You're sticking on your Xbox 360.
Oh shit!
What is the first game you are playing in your new spot?
Oh. Fuck you, Sebastian.
Yo, you want to get points? I'm going to make you earn these motherfucking points.
Okay. Okay. Sheesh.
Yo, this shit's fun.
Damn. Oh, I don't know. it's a toss-up. So it's between Mass Effect 2 and Gears of War 3.
Gotta pick one, bro. You are straight struggling, dude.
Yeah, because your question's evil. Because they're two completely different games. I think just because I still play games with this person today, and because of the memories created on Gears of War 3 with this person, because of like what that game did for our relationship, we will forever buy Gears of War games. Like, we could not be playing games in a few years' time, but like Gears of War 6 is coming out. And we still both have Xboxes. You best believe, no matter how busy we are, we will make at least one day, one or 2 days to play that game. In like, play a bit of Horde, play a bit of online, catch up. Yeah, Gears of War 3.
Nice, dude. Nice. Fuck. Yeah. That was not an easy one for you, but I'm gonna give you fucking 10 out of 10 for that one, dude. That was a good one.
It hurt. That I hate you. I'm not going to be here next week. Fuck you.
We're done.
You're done.
All right, bro. Last scenario. Give me what you got.
I've got to give you... No, I've already given you my second question.
Yeah, no, I figured we rounded up with three.
Rounded up with three? Okay, okay.
Yeah. Right, last
week
give me your last
week. Last week we said two, fucker. Okay.
Did I?
Yeah. Three but this episode, we talked about Oscar, you know,
yeah.
we cut that off short, so we'll do one more. We'll do one more. Yeah. We'll do one more. One more for the boys. One more for the boys. Okay. The great gig in the sky. You hear about?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know about the great gig in the sky? You've got like Elvis, Tupac, Biggie.
Oh, yeah.
Buddy Holly, Bowie, like the great gig in the sky.
Yeah.
All these musicians are waiting for you.
Mm-hmm.
What is the song they're playing when you go through the pearly gates? What is the great gig in the sky playing for you as you enter the pearly gates? I want to give you... I want to answer this question. I don't care what you're asking me. I'm answering this as well.
I know you... If you have... Fuck.
Metal Angus. Old Bridge.
You son of a bitch.
On this day, I see clearly now. I've got to laugh.
Okay, you know what? I do have an answer. Just because your picking made me chuck something loose. So when I had a 360, I had WWE games on it, and this is when the game let you. You can pick, if you have music on your 360, you can use that as your entrance music.
Yes.
And forever, dude, any time that I would be able to do that in one of these games, there's always one song. And I was like, I don't know why I resonate with this fucking song so much. And if I ever became a pro wrestler, I would fight, I would crawl, I would pay for the fucking rights to have this be my song because I needed it. And that is Headstrong by Trapped.
Oh my god. So many people just went,
I don't give a fuck, dude. That song still gives. It is on my workout.
Headstrong, I'll take you on. Headstrong, I'll take on anyone. Oh man. Yo, this is a good episode. I enjoyed this.
Oh shit. Hold on, I gotta give you one, my last one, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm sorry, I'm bad.
You already ready to write off the fucking show?
Yeah, I'm ready to go, bro.
All right. Okay, so... I'm trying to figure out a way to asking this where the answer won't be completely obvious. Okay, so... You're dating a gamer girl.
Okay. Well, that's never gonna happen, but okay.
Alright. You're both in the Gears and you're both in the Mass Effect. But
yeah.
She doesn't want to play that. She wants to play something else with you. And she wants you to give her a game that means just it has to be in like Gears level emotional connection.
Mm.
That isn't Mass Effect. What is
no,
that?
No, Mario Kart Double Dash.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, dude,
I'm talking like Grand Prix, 180cc.
Fuck.
We both pick a character, and we ride through the whole fucking thing all the way through to Rainbow Road.
So who are you picking for it then? Like, who's your character for that?
Oh, who are my characters? Damn. I always like playing as Bowser. I could always control, like, you know, you don't really feel the accuracy if you never get stopped. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, like not the accuracy, the acceleration.
Mm-hmm.
The acceleration was slow because like he was big, but like he had big speed. But then because if I ever was last or sort of coming down to last, I'd always pick one of the Baby Marios because they had, they didn't have Bullet Bill. They had a Chain Chomp, which took up, like, it was wider than Bullet Bill. It was crazier than Bullet Bill. You could easily fuck up someone's day on fucking Baby Park. Just 8 laps, just going round and round. Like, I would deliberately be last so I could see if I could go from last to first with one Chain Chomp.
Fucking A, dude.
What's yours?
Honestly, it would have to be like if she did not like the Uncharted games.
Oh.
I.
What if she didn't? What if she didn't like them? Would that be relationship over?
I don't know. It would be relationship in question.
It'd be relationship in question. I think on that bombshell.
On that. Good night. Yeah, I think that's where we're gonna wrap it up, everyone.
Absolutely.
I think it was a good episode. You know, we started off talking about some serious shit that just pissed us off, and we ended on something that, goddamn, we have so much fucking fun with.
Batshit crazy. Embrace the crazy.
That should be
if you know, if you've been looking for a motivational motto in your life right now. Embrace the crazy.
There you go. Put it on a fucking t-shirt. Well, no, we're going to put it on the t-shirt. Don't you fucking put it on a fucking t-shirt. It's
no, ours. The best t-shirt ever is Marduk. Is fuck me, Jesus. Is Virgin Mary being impaled by the crucifix. Me and my dad listen to some good music. Tell you what.
Fucking A. All right, everyone.
And on that bombshell.
All right, everyone, don't forget to rate, subscribe, share us, you know, get the word out. We're trying to. Like, we're fine with minimal listeners, but I mean, a few more wouldn't hurt.
Hey.
Yeah.
Get your balls out. You might like it.
Absolutely. Free balling.
See you, dudes.
All right. Take it easy.
On this trip, now I'm all right to get throwing out the scripts.
Come on, man, come join us on the trip.
I'm sorry,
now we're throwing out the scripts. I hope we don't charge a penny. I hear the weekend's calling. Now it's time to start. Free ball.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.